Sexual immorality is not a joke. The devil will use your weakness and your desires against you. If you do not kill those desires, the enemy will use it against you. Listen, there is this witch, former sorcerer, I don't know her name. She talks about how she begins to give a certain manager cancer through sexual morality. This manager was sleeping around with women, you know, so there'll be certain women that would want a job and they'll come to him. And the only way the woman could get the job is if they slept with him. Now, it came to a point in time where this manager met the wrong woman and it was this sorcerer. And bad things happened to him. So you could be sleeping around and doing all this stuff and you're thinking, oh, I'm all good. No, you're not all good. You're getting demonic forces. And there could be a moment that you come into agreement, you come into a sexual covenant with the wrong person. And just like that, you're done. You catch an infirmity, you catch a spirit of death. Well, let me stop talking and let's play this video.
In English. So I went to Sarova. No, I went to Ukunda first, to Lesha Lodge. Queen Mother tell me, you know this manager?
So when she's saying Queen Mother, she's talking about literally a demonic spirit, Queen Mother. So Queen Mother is sending her on assignment to sleep with this manager because the manager is supposed to give her a job, I believe, right?
You will sleep with a lady so you can give a lady a job. I want you to teach him a lesson. Kambia, how? Told me, when you sleep with this man, we will make sure you have papers, but this man will want to sleep with you. Use protection and bring the sperms for me. I did it. That man can never give you a job if you are laid without sex. So when we were hotel, I was looking at that man and said, oh, I feel sorry for you. This is the end of you. You will never sleep with any lady. You took advantage on ladies. You want to sleep with them so you can give them a job. I slept with that man. When I was sleeping with that man, I start flashing back when I was raped. So I feel like killing that man. So after having sex, I start... Yani, I want that man to know I'm not an ordinary human being. I start squeezing his manhood. I was giving that man cancer. Queen Mother told me when I was squeezing that man, lift up your hand. Then he gave me like a smoke. Say, give this man cancer. Then I gave that man cancer.
Wow. This is why the Bible says flee from sexual immorality, because when you are coming into agreement with someone sexually, you are giving them legal rights over your body, over your soul. Sex is spiritual. Sex is spiritual. The Bible talks about two becoming one. If you lay with a prostitute, you become one with her. So this lady, when she was in her witchcraft, when she was a sorcerer, she was acting like a prostitute, all right? And in order for her to have access in a man's soul or in that man's soul, she would sleep with him just like that. They become one and she has full access, full control, right? Listen to this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside of the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. So this manager, he's living in sexual immorality. The Bible says you'll reap what you sow. So he's sleeping around with all these women. Now he's going to reap what he has sown. All that fornication, probably adultery as well, has come to a time to reap. And now this reaping has nothing to do with God, but it's just a principle. It's like, it's just a principle. You'll reap what you sow, right? Some people call it karma, but it's you'll reap what you sow. And he literally reaped cancer. That's what the Bible says. All other sin sins a person commits are outside of the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, sexually transmitted demons, soul ties, soul fragments, all these things. So many people have sex and then the next week and whatnot, they have an infirmity. Things are all jacked up and messed up, blood issues, all these things, because you don't know who you are encountering. You don't know who you're coming into agreement with, having sex with.
When I slept like a normal lady, till the morning, I tell her, pay me. You want to give me a job, but you have to pay me first. You wanted to scream. I told her, I will kill you. Try me, and you must give me a job, or I finish you. So, I left the hotel, give me a letter and sign it. Then you go back to the hotel, to Saroba Hotel, they will give you a job. I went there.
Saroba Hotel?
Leisure Lodge Hotel in Mombasa.
Wow.
They give me a job, come a waiter. But I wanted to be a housekeeper so I can do my job. So, after 4 days, the manager never came to the job. People start talking. Najua ni nini? Manager amefura huku chini, alikula vibaya. So, I was like,
What did they say?
Said, oh, this manager is swollen. I think his genitals were swollen. Then they said that he ate something bad.
Sorry.
I was
not knowing that it's cancer.
I was like, what are you guys saying? Say, yeah, our manager anapenda kukula wasichana ndio awape job. Amepata dawa yake. Sema, wow, dawa yake. They don't know it's me.
Oh. So the other ladies, so, you know, the other employees at the hotel said that, you know, this manager slept with, you know, he's used to sleeping with women to give them jobs. So
he got his dose.
He got what he had coming to him. But they didn't know it was her who gave it to him.
But in that hotel, there's...
You know, the Bible does talk about a spirit of infirmity in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through 11. It says, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. So when we're talking about a spirit of infirmity, it's an evil spirit that can cause you to have an infirmity. And one of the easiest ways to get a spirit of infirmity is sexual immorality. And that's one of the easiest ways. It's also one of the easiest ways to get a sexually transmitted disease. Because, listen, you are literally allowing a witch or warlock, whoever you're sleeping with, to have access into your body for the DNA to be, you know, for them to have access to your DNA, access to your semen, access to all these things, your blood, whatever it may be, you're giving them access to that. And from there, they have you. Sinning against your body sexually. If you study throughout the scriptures, sexual sin was really the thing that God was really highlighting. Jezebel. God was mad at Jezebel because she was teaching people adultery and fornication and all these things, leading his servants into sexual morality, leading the people of Israel into sexual morality. Samson fell to Delilah. Delilah was definitely probably attractive. She was probably sexual, right? A sexual person trying to entice Samson. We look at King David, right? He was led by sexual immorality. So sexual morality is a key tool that the enemy uses to captivate people and to bring them into wickedness, to bring them into a demonic covenant. Because you sin against your own body and you give the devil, witches and warlocks, legal rights over your body. This is why when I bring people through deliverance, they start manifesting from so many things from sex. Now, when you do sex before marriage, it's about what you bring in. It's about who you come into agreement with and what you bring in. Because you're going to bring in demons and you're also coming into agreement with the person you're sleeping with. You're going to get all their baggage. You're going to get all their whatever. You're going to marry their altar because you become one flesh. Because in the realm of the spirit, when you have sex, you become one. So whatever baggage they have, altars, demonic forces, it now becomes one because you are spiritually joining yourself with that person illegally, but you're still going to pick up all their curses, all their everything. Now, if you come into agreement sexually with the wrong person, a witch, a warlock, I mean, if you have sex outside of marriage anyway, it's the wrong person every time. But if you happen to sleep with a witch or warlock, someone like this, like that, your whole life will turn around. Right? This should bring a healthy fear of God to you. This should make you want to repent of your sins. And if it doesn't, you need deliverance and you need to really reevaluate your life right now. Because I've done deliverance so many times regarding this. And my biggest issue was sexual morality. And I used to get attacked by evil forces at night when I would sleep, pulled off my bed, bruises and scratches. This is something where you just sexual morality for myself, I just stop. Because just stop it. Because oh my good, you don't know what's actually happening to you. You understand me? But this is gonna be like a part one to this interview that I'm gonna post. There's certain snippets that I want to share. So there's gonna be other parts that I'm sharing. Maybe there's gonna be like three parts. This will be part one. Maybe there's gonna be a part two, part three. So stay tuned for that because I think this is important to hear how the enemy will capitalize on sexual morality. It will capitalize on your weakness. It will capitalize on your evil desires and use it against you to destroy you. This is why the Bible says that each person is dragged away when they are enticed by their own evil desires. And that's in the book of James, I believe. And it's so sad how many people have come into covenant with demons and allowed witches and warlocks to rule their lives because they have slept with them. Right, you never know who you are sleeping around with when you're doing those one night stands, and even people you think you're dating, you're sleeping with them. You don't know who you're really dealing with spiritually.